Hashem is Baruch Hu begin Perek Shnei Masa, the 12th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Paradum, the laws of the red heifer and the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity, which we continue on the theme of the purification waters. In this Perek, we discuss regarding the touching, the contact of the purification waters, and regarding as it relates to the halacha of connecting different elements, if they consider as one unit or as two units. As Rambam gets halacha regarding the fact that the purification waters need to make contact with what it's purifying. Adam shenit b'meis. The person became tummy from a corpse. If he's a loving, he's sprayed with the purification waters. Kibin shenaga kolshu mimeme hanida. So once it touches even minute amount from the purification waters, b'chamakim, in any place, me'or b'sari shal tummy, from the skin of the flesh of the one who's tummy, osla hazaya. So that spray has been effective. Afil enafla haza al reshat's boy. Even if the spray fell on the tip of his finger, or al reshat fasa, or the tip of his lip, that's enough. But if it touched his tongue, in the kum, that's not effective. And that's avabish aloshin kevarim shabagol linya tumah, although the tongue is considered like an organ that is revealed regarding the laws of tumah kumishban, like we explained in Perek Av Hilchas Tumas Mes Halacha Gimel. But in the kevarim shabagol, but it does not have halacha like a revealed organ, lin hazor tefillah, regarding being sprayed and regarding immersion, and therefore would not qualify as being sprayed because it has to be something that's galoy and not something that's covered in the person. So to a vessel that became tummy from a corpse and was sprayed on, as long as a minute amount of it touched anywhere in the vessel, that will have qualified as an effective hazar. Two vessels or two people, where the intent was to spray on both of them simultaneously. Now it was sprayed on one of them. Now then the water dripped from the first one to the second one. The second one remains tummy. Until it falls into the water from the spray of the sprayer. Is not from the leftovers that was from one onto the other. Let's say spray on two vessels. Now he's not sure. Did he spray on both of them simultaneously? Or did it drip off from the leftovers of the other one? So the spray is going to be invalid because we retain its chazaka that the presumptive state was a tummy until you know definitively that you're matar. Halacha Gimel, machat shenesuna al acheres, regarding a needle that's placed on earthenware, v'hizo leha, and spraying on that needle. Now, safek al machat is not sure, did he spray it on the needle? Safek min acheres nimtza leha, maybe did it spray onto the earthenware, and then it dripped from that onto that? Hazayasa psula, the spray is going to be invalid. Halacha dalad, again, because of this safek. Halacha dalad, we continue regarding that vessels that are separate parts that are connected. Kelim hamufutzalim, regarding vessels that are composed of many different components and pieces, and they, when one utilizes them, so then you use all the pieces together, where shemchubarn zelazeb masmidim, that the parts were connected one with the other with nails. Kagoyin maspoidishal prokim, like for example, scissors of different parts, or veizmel shodahitni, or the blade of a plane, which is that which they smooth out beams with. Okay, it's nothing similar to that. So, b'shas malacha, during the time when one is actually doing the work with those scissors, sechiblu tumal azayim, the different parts are considered connected, both for contaminating, when one becomes tummy, the other one comes with it, and lazayim, when you spray on one, it's like spraying on the whole vessel. Shalei b'shas malacha, not during the time of when you're doing work with it, so then they're not connected. Then in the chiblu lazayim, they're not considered connected, not for this and not for that, not for tuma and not for hazayah, not for chumra and not for kula. Now, keitzadeh mechiblu tuma lazayim. Now, how are they considered connected for the laws of tuma and for hazayah? Shem nitma achas mehem b'shas malacha. So let's say one of the blades become tummy when you're doing work with it. So nitma shem, the second become tummy. Then he's alachem b'shas malacha, you spring on one of them when you're doing work with them. So the spring on one of them is effective for both. It's like as if one entity. The case in the chibul l'tumah l'azoyah, the Ram illustrates, and how is it not considered connected? Not for tumah, not for azoyah. Shem nitma achem hem shaloi b'shas malacha. One blades became tummy when you weren't doing work with it. So the other blade does not become tummy. Now, and moreover, the other way around, then mishneim to the other case, if both became tummy, now you spray on one of the blades, again, when you're not doing work with them, that's not going to purify the other blade. Even if they're connected, because you're not doing work with it, it's only considered connected when you're doing the work with it. That's biblical law. But there is say from Gazer, from rabbinic law, however, they were Gazer, they decreed, that would go stringent on both ends. It should be considered connected for the laws of becoming tummy, even if you're not doing work with it right now. Gizer Mishum Shas Malacha, because it's decreed because of when you are doing work with it, which then they actually are considered connected. And Ula Ilam Noga Ba'achamim Tumam, and therefore always, if Tumam is going to touch one of the blades, then the other blade is going to be considered as Tumam. V'chein Gazra Aleim, they also decreed the other way around. Shaliyu Chibal Azayim, that should not be considered connected for when you spring on it. Afilu B'Shas Malacha, even during the time you're doing work with it. Gizer has a decree for the other case, Mishum Shalei B'Shas Malacha, when you're not doing work with it. Which then they're not considered as one unit, and spring on one blade should not help for the other one. Well, and therefore, always, if you spring one of the blades, you're not purified the other blade, until you spring on that blade too. So you learn, wherever you hear that there's chibul tumah, that this vessel, this entity, is the different components are considered connected for tumah, and it's not considered connected for when you spring on it, that's only rabbinic decree, based on the method that we explained, because biblically, as the Rambam had explained, there's no difference between being connected for Tumah and being connected for being sprayed on. Whatever is considered connected for Tumah is considered connected for Hazoya. This that we find differentiations from rabbinic law where we make the Gezerah stringently on either one regarding the Tumah and regarding the purification of the Hazoya. Halacha Hey tells us regarding the connection that's permanent and a connection that's temporary. So Shnei Kiyam Shechibim, we're getting two vessels that were connected, until it became like one unit. Like, for example, they stitched together two garments, or shteiris, or two cloths. So that's going to be considered connected for tumah and for being sprayed. It's literally like one vessel. Halacha vav, shalol is the type of a stitching that's done for a short period of time. That's hakevsin of the launderers, because the launderers, what they do is, they stitch together a few different small garments connect with a larger garment, so that shouldn't get lost when you're doing the laundry, or shouldn't get mixed up with some other garments. Or v'habegat shotofa b'klayim, let's say there's a garment that was stitched with klayim, with a forbidden mixture of linen and wool, and therefore v'im imnum latirim, they're ultimately going to be undone the stitching, because it's forbidden to remain like that, and therefore even if it would last a long time, it's not going to stay for a long time. So in the chibul azayah, so these connections are not considered connected for a leniency of being sprayed on, as if spraying on one should work for the other one. But it will be considered stringently the other way, that they're considered connected for the laws of tumah. So too, the large baskets that are tied together, and which they bring the produce on top of the donkeys, in which they're hanging one from the right side of the donkey, one from the left side of the donkey. And v'hamita shel turbal, which is a type of a vessel that's used to thresh the grain, and it's connected from many different parts. Or v'keren shel kaliva, or the feet of the bed of the dead, which the legs would be are undone, and the legs are called a keren. Or v'karnaim shel yitzid rachim, or the horns of the travelers. Or v'shel shalzim avtechos, or the chain of the keys, are chibul tumah. They're considered connected for the laws of tumah as a stringency, but not for the leniency of when you're spraying in it. Elatzarch shiigo amayim namaze. Rather, what you would need is that the water should have to reach from the sprayer ubechol sal v'sal on every single basket. Again, in each case accordingly of the salam shabakantum ubechol mavtech mavtech, and for every one of those keys ubechol kerem kerem, for every one of those horns of the travelers ubechol kerem kerem, maybe tazum of itself, or from every beam of this bed which is assembled from different parts. Halacha zayin. If someone connects three blankets of wool, or v'sheishal pishtin, or six of linen, or yishleishal sedim, or three sheets, or yud beiz mitpachos, or 12 kerchiefs, so depending what the item is, depending how many you would say for the quantity, so that amount, that's considered that it's connected for lots of tumah and fazoy, because it's considered as one entity. And that's the max. But yes, Miken, more than, let's say, the three blankets, if it's wool, or six of linen, and so on, all these cases, then chibul tumah will consider as connected for the stringency of being considered as tumah, but v'loy lazay enough for being sprayed on, because it's not normal to connect so many of whatever that item is, and therefore they can be separated, so the chacham ugeizah, that's not going to be effective spraying on one of them for the other ones. Chalak echad, one cloak, v'talas achas, one garment, u'kluv karin echad, which Ram is going to explain what that is, one kluv karin, they're considered connected for tumah and for hazaya. Even if this one item was very long, or very wide, doesn't make a difference. It's one entity. Now, these are two garments that you put a cotton between them, and you stitch it as one, and you make it as a coat garment for the winter months. Again, these are considered one items, and therefore it's chibul tumah and for hazaya. Halacha Ches, Ram continues regarding when one connects different vessels. Kisui HaMechem, the covering of the samovar, of the hot water kettle, Shemachuba B'Shashas, which is connected with chains. So he's HaMechem, if you spray on the actual samovar, Tahar Kol, everything's tar because the covering is secondary to the samovar. Now he's Ala Kisa, but if you spray on the covering, Loi Tahar HaMechem, the hot water kettle has not been purified, Achazlob, until you spray on it. Halacha Tes, Hazug V'Inbo, also other things that are connected, that if you have a bell and its clapper. Chibla Tumal Azah, we consider those two connected for Tumma and Vazah. Vim Hizal Lachemem, and if you spare one of them, Torah Shneim, both will be purified. Halacha Yud, Hatavi, Shetavim by Hapishtim. Hatavi is a spindle that you use to spin the threads of the flax. Oyeshayzim by Chavalim, or you twist the ropes. So Gimel Gufim Yeshbay, this spindle has three different parts. You have ho'et, shalamapafan alavu hatavi. You have the wood, the rod that you wrap around it, the spun thread. That's what's called kosh, although the whole thing is generally called kosh, but that's the rod itself. And then you have anachishis, oya barzo shabaresha. It's then you have the copper or the iron that's on the top of that wood rod. That's called tinaira, like a fork, what you spin with. Shabab paislam batam, that's actually what you spin and you thread with. Then you have Rechayim, Shebem Tzakosh, you have the bowl on the middle of that spindle. Vandikris Pika, that's called Pika. Now, Hakoyish Shepoislim by Chavolim. So, regarding this spindle that you thread the rope, Shenitma, if it became Tame, so Layazala Pika Shle, you shouldn't spray on the bowl, Velolokosh, and not on, when we say Kosh, I mean not on the rod that you spin the thread around, Elalatinoira. Rather on that metal piece on the top, that metal hook, which that's actually the primary part of the vessel. But the mitzvah lach b'shloshin. Ultimately, if it was spread on any one of those three, since they're considered one unit, tar hakol, all of them are going to be purified. Now, v'shal pishtan. Now, regarding the parts of the spindle that you use to spin flax, those parts are actually more tightly connected, more than that which you use to spin rope. And therefore, the mazal lechem mishloshin like a tchil, even initially one could spray on any one of those three parts, shashloshin chil, because all those three are considered as connected. Halacha yud aleph, or shel arisa, the leather of a crib, shumachubal apikas, which is connected to buttons. So, chibal atumal azul, it's considered connected for laws of tumma and for being sprayed. And because it's all one vessel, and they don't take off the leather only in extenuating circumstances and only with very, very infrequently, and therefore it's considered as one unit. For all halachas, hamalbin shel mitzvahs regarding the frame of beds in the chibaloilu to malulah, so there's not considered connected not for tumah and not for being sprayed on because that connection is very loose. And whenever you move the bed, so then they take off that frame, and therefore it's not considered connected at all. Halachid beis continues regarding the connection of different parts of a utensil, depending on the protrusion or that which has the indentation, which is called zachar in the keva. Kol yidos hakelim, all the handles of vessels, hakaduchas, which are hollow, kugoy nitzav asakim akiyizabay, like the handle of a knife or things similar like that, which is shehanitzav nakuv, that the handle is hollow, v'abazal nichnas bay, and the metal, which is the actual knife itself, the end of it, goes into the handle. So that chibul tumal azor, that type of a handle is considered connected for laws of tumah and vazor, for all things. Avayodos hakadukas, but the handles that they're protruding, they don't have a concave. They're protruding. Like, for example, the wood of a spear. Which actually the wood goes into the iron. So then, then for the laws, at least of spring, they're not considered connected. Because the ones that are hollowed are more tightly fastened. And they don't usually come undone. But the ones that are protrusions from the wooden handle, those could become more easily undone. And therefore, we are stringent. We say for the laws of azal, we're not going to consider them as connected.